Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Investment Banks, Hedge Funds, and Private Equity, David P. Stowell explores the intricate world of financial services and its significant components. This book provides an insightful exposition into the structures, functions, and roles of investment banks, hedge funds, and private equity firms in the global financial landscape. The text dissects how these institutions operate, their strategic interactions, and their impact on economies and markets. Stowell, with his deep expertise and experience in the finance sector, simplifies complex topics to make them accessible to a wide range of readers, offering both foundational knowledge and advanced insights. This comprehensive guide navigates through the crucial aspects of financing, asset management, and investment strategies, making it a valuable resource for anyone looking to understand or work in finance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role and function of investment banks. Investment banks perform a multifaceted role in the financial markets, bridging the gap between large entities needing capital and investors seeking opportunities. They are pivotal in initial public offerings, IPOs, mergers and acquisitions, M&A, and other significant corporate actions. Stowell details how these institutions serve as advisors, facilitating deals and negotiating on behalf of their clients while also ensuring regulatory compliance. He explains the underwriting process, where investment banks assess risk and determine the price for new bonds shared. The section thoroughly covers the evolution of investment banks, their operational strategies, and their shift towards more advisory-based revenue models in response to changing regulations and market demands. Secondly, understanding hedge funds. Hedge funds are covered extensively in Stowell's work, providing readers with a clear understanding of their strategies, risks, and potential rewards. Unlike other investment vehicles, hedge funds aim at achieving high returns through diverse and sometimes complex strategies, including arbitrage, leverage, derivatives, and short selling. Stowell explores different types of hedge funds, their investment philosophies, and their impact on global financial markets. The chapter emphasizes the regulatory environment of hedge funds, discussing key legislation that affects their operations and the implications of these regulations on investors and the market. Thirdly, the impact and strategies of private equity. Private equity firms play a critical role in the economy by investing in and restructuring companies across various industries. Stowell's discussion on private equity illustrates how these firms provide capital for growth, acquisitions, and restructuring, aiming to enhance a company's value over time before potentially selling it at a profit. The author explains the life cycle of a private equity investment, from initial evaluation to exit strategies. He also addresses the criticisms of private equity, such as high debt levels and short-term operational strategies, while highlighting the positive impacts, including innovation and job creation. Fourthly, integration of investment banks, hedge funds, and private equity. David Stowell explains how investment banks, hedge funds, and private equity firms often operate in concert to maximize investment returns and influence global financial markets. This interaction is critical for syndicated deals and big-ticket transactions, which require diversified funding sources and sophisticated financial structuring. The book delves into case studies demonstrating collaborative efforts between these entities and discusses the competitive and regulatory landscapes that shape these interactions. Stowell provides insights into how the collaboration can lead to market efficiencies, or, conversely, contribute to market volatility. Lastly, future trends and innovations in finance. Stowell concludes by speculating on the future of the financial services industry with emerging technologies and trends. This includes fintech innovations, blockchain, and artificial intelligence, which could disrupt traditional banking services. He discusses the potential for these technologies to enhance speed, transparency, and accuracy in financial transactions and asset management. Additionally, Stowell speculates on the regulatory challenges and opportunities these new technologies may bring, and how current financial institutions might adapt to stay relevant and competitive. In conclusion, David P. Stowell's Investment Banks, Hedge Funds, and Private Equity is an essential read for stakeholders in the finance sector, including professionals, academics, and students. The book's comprehensive exploration of these financial institutions offers unique insights that are crucial for anyone aiming to navigate, understand, or work within the global financial ecosystem. It is particularly beneficial for aspiring financists to understand the operational and strategic underpinnings of these entities. The book not only contributes to professional knowledge, but also assists in making informed investment decisions, thereby potentially enriching both personal and professional lives. If you would like to support David P. Stowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.